I'm just being told that joining us now live from Cairo is Mr. Walid El Haddad. He's spokesman for the Freedom and Justice Party. Thank you very much for being with us, Mr. Haddad. I'd like to put the question to you that we earlier asked our guest in London, and that's about the dissolution of Parliament, the two verdicts, of course, that have been issued by the Supreme Court today in Egypt. Our guest in London says that both verdicts are positive developments and, in fact, work in favour of the Muslim Brotherhood's candidate. Do you agree?
Yeah, firstly, I'd like to express my deep sadness regarding these decisions of the Constitutional Court. There were two important rules today. The first one of the isolation law, which has been refused, and then now Shafiq will continue to the runoff or second round. And the second rule of they dissolve now the parliament. So we will not have any power, all the power now in SCAF's hand. Our position now will be clear in the press conference in a couple of hours after this time. But firstly, I'd like to say that the decision is not only for the Constitutional Court. The decision will return again to the people in the street. We haven't finished the revolution yet. We have several and different ways to continue our revolution. We have the presidential election in less than 48 hours. The people will elect Dr. Mohamed Morsi because he now expressing the revolution, not only Muslim Brotherhood or Freedom and Justice Party. And again, we are continue in the race, and we will again have the votes of the Egyptian people if the parliament is elected again. In the next election, the upcoming election of the parliament, we will nominate our people, and we know that Egyptian people have the trust in Freedom and Justice Party and also in Muslim Brotherhood. And again, we will continue the revolution with this way of the democratic transition through elections. And also we have another way. We have the most important way in very close to this studio in Tahrir Square. So now we are studying our situation, and we will release a statement, right, as I said before, in a couple of hours to show to the people. And after negotiation and discussion with the political forces, the main players here in Egypt, and we will continue the race, inshallah.
Of course, we will be discussing those announcements as soon as they are made here on Press TV and throughout our other programs. But right now, the current conditions, you say, Mr. Haddad, that the political isolation law, though the court has decided that it is null and void now and that senior officials from the former regime can run for office, you say that that is not the end of it, that people on the streets are going to be the decision makers. What do you mean by that? Does that mean that if, for instance, Mohamed Morsi is elected and becomes president, is going to change that? Mr. Haddad, can you hear me?
Yeah, please, could you please
I'll just repeat the question. The question was, when you say the political isolation law is going to be decided by the people, does that mean that Mohamed Morsi, if he becomes president, is going to do something about it?
Yeah, now the opportunity of Dr. Mohamed Morsi may be better than a few hours ago, because the street now, and you can say this very obviously through Twitter and Facebook and some calls I received from my colleagues and from different political forces and parties, that they will support Dr. Mohamed Morsi in his race because now he is expressing their dreams. Now the battle between the ex-regime and the modern country and the dreams of the people. Now we are facing and competing with Mubarak through his Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq. The people now will go to vote to Dr. Mohamed Morsi, not only for the president, but to reproduce the revolution again through the streets, through the parliament, through all the transitional process that we are facing now.
Right, Mr. Waleed Al-Haddad, spokesman of the Freedom and Justice Party, joining us there live from Cairo. Thank you very much, sir.